Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Ketholeno. National Civil Services Day is being celebrated today. Every year on April 21, the day is dedicated to honoring the contributions of civil servants who are considered the backbone of India's administrative system and to reaffirm their responsibilities. This date was chosen to commemorate the day when Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel addressed the probationers of administrative service officers in 1947. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address civil servants on the occasion of the 17th Civil Services Day in New Delhi today. He will also confer the Prime Minister's Awards for Excellence in Public Administration. This year, 16 awards will be given by Mr. Modi in the categories of Holistic Development of Districts, Aspirational Blocks Program and Innovation to Civil Servants. Vice President of the United States of America, J.D. Vance, will arrive in New Delhi this morning on a four-day official visit to India. He will be accompanied by Second Lady of the U.S. Usha Vance, dear children, and senior members of the U.S. administration. Mr. Vance is scheduled to meet Prime Minister Narendra Modi this evening. During the meeting, both sides are expected to discuss ways to further deepen ties between the two countries. The U.S. Vice President and his delegation will have other engagements in Delhi and are also scheduled to visit Jaipur and Agra before departing for Washington, D.C. More from our correspondent.
This will be the first visit of U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance to India. His visit will provide an opportunity for both sides to review the progress in bilateral relations and the implementations of the outcomes of the India-U.S. joint statement issued on 13th February this year during Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to the U.S. The two sides will also exchange views on regional and global developments of mutual interest. Asunyo, Akashvani News, Kohima.
Union Minister for Electronics and Information Technology Ashwini Vaishnaw has said that Direct Benefit Transfer DBT initiative of Prime Minister Narendra Modi has saved 3.48 lakh crore rupees by reducing leakage, quoting a policy paper titled A Quantitative Assessment of India's DBT System. Mr. Vaishnaw, in a social media post, said that under this welfare delivery model, the coverage of beneficiaries has increased by 16 times. According to the policy paper, the country's DBT system, implemented in 2013, has redefined welfare delivery by enhancing transparency, curbing leakages, and ensuring precise fund distribution. This policy document evaluates a decade of data from 2009 to 2024 to assess DPT's impact on budgetary efficiency, subsidy rationalization, and social outcomes. It added that Aadhaar-linked authentication eliminated ghost beneficiaries, enabling coverage expansion without proportional fiscal. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is scheduled to arrive in Jeddah on a two-day visit to Saudi Arabia tomorrow, marking the first visit by an Indian leader to Saudi Arabia's commercial hub in over four decades. The high-profile visit underscores the remarkable transformation of India-Saudi relations from modest beginnings to a comprehensive strategic partnership spanning economic, defense, and cultural dimensions. More from our correspondent.
Saudi Arabia stands as India's fifth largest trade partner, while India ranks as Saudi Arabia's second largest trade partner. During the financial year 2023-24, bilateral trade flourished with India's imports from Saudi Arabia reaching $31.42 billion and exports to Saudi Arabia valued at US$11.56 billion. Saudi Arabia is also a key partner in the India-Middle East-Europe Economic Corridor, an ambitious multimodal connectivity project. Indian Ambassador to the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, Dr. Suhail Ajaz-Khan, talks to Akashvani News on this. Both countries are also accelerating talks on a free trade agreement with the Gulf Cooperation Council, aiming to further deepen economic integration and mutual growth. This is Vinod Kumar for Akashvani News from Jeddah.
And Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge yesterday alleged that the Waqf Amendment Act has been brought by the BJP to create division among communities. Addressing a public meeting at Dal Sagar Khel in Buxar, Mr. Kharge alleged that the new Waqf Act is a conspiracy to create rift in the society. Mr. Kharge claimed that the people of Bihar would reject the NDA alliance in the upcoming Bihar Assembly elections. On the other hand, the BJP has countered this allegation of the Congress leader. BJP State President Mr. Dilip Jaiswal said Mr. Kharge is trying to mislead the people. He said Bihar has got a package of 3 lakh crore rupees for development. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.